USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the border crisis worsens, the woman in charge of fixing the problem, Vice President Kamala Harris, had this to say on Thursday when asked by a Univision News anchor when she planned to visit the border.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The G7 summit is set to commence Friday in the United Kingdom. The leaders of the Group of Seven economies will meet in Cornwall. That's in southwest England. It runs through Sunday. Key talking points will include the novel coronavirus, the climate, Russia, China, and the Middle East. President Biden will meet with G7 leaders to discuss ways to forge a more fair, sustainable, and inclusive global economy that meets the unique challenges of our time, a press release said. Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, along with the United States, are the G7. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Let's get a vaccine update with Dan Araki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Biden is also expected to push other members of the Group of Seven to help boost global vaccine supplies. Announcing the purchase while in the UK, Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021. And 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On the border between Nevada and Arizona sits man-made Lake Mead. In 1983 and 84, the lake was so full of water it overflowed into the spillways for weeks. After decades of drought, the lake is running out of water. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lake Mead, a major source of water for 25 million people in the western United States, has dropped to its lowest level in history. The lake fell to just over 1,071 feet above sea level, the reservoir's lowest level since its creation in the 1930s. Most of the western U.S. is experiencing drought, with much of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah seeing the most severe drought conditions.
Hoover Dam on Lake Mead generates on average about 4 billion kilowatt hours of hydroelectric power each year for use in Nevada, Arizona, and California, enough to serve 1.3 million people. A tentative bipartisan infrastructure bill is in the works. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.